www.parstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio under the title of Specialty of the Month of Ramadan.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthen my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. بيتك دوما قريب.
Today, Wednesday, the 2nd of Ramadan, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Isfand, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 13th of March, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. In this part, we'll listen to Chapter Al Imran, verse 173.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Those to whom hypocrites said, "Indeed, the people have gathered against you, so fear them." But it merely increased them in faith, and they said, "Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The enemy, propagating agents and some simple-minded and coward people, advisingly inspire that the group of enemies strong and none can combat them, so it's a better not to entangle yourself with fight. The true believers, without any fear and as they are qualified in the verse, calmly answered them. So the strongest barrier against all the threats of the enemy's faith and trusting in Allah. When a believer happens to be inflicted with disasters, he increases his reliance with Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
The dua for the second day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma qarribni fihi ila mardati. وجنبني فيه من سخطك ونقماتك ووفقني فيه لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
O Lord, bring me closer in it to your pleasure. Enable me in it to avoid your anger and wrath. Enable me to be in it to recite your verses with your mercy, O most merciful of those who have mercy.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا.
One question is here, why the month of Ramadan is so important? Ramadan's sustained fast does not aim to deliver hunger, thirst, and sensual deprivation to its fasters. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "It may be that the faster gets nothing but thirst and hunger from his fast, and it may be that one who prays the night long gets from it only sleeplessness. God gave us the Ramadan fast as a mechanism to galvanize that life force It burns away worldly obstruction, diversion, and indulgence, so we can recenter our lives and focus our minds on our first order existence. To breathe with the remembrance of Allah again, to lift up the praises of the One who created us, blesses us, eases our moral guidance, and keeps us grounded in belief in a more or less continuously mindful worship.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we are trying to talk about the uniqueness of the blessed month of Ramadan. That is the exclusive characteristics of the blessed month of Ramadan. This is Ali, your host, and we are going to talk about this important point today. The month of Ramadan has important features that are the roots of its great blessings and the foundation of its countless bounties, the grandeur, greatness, and material and spiritual blessings that the faithful receive from this month are indescribable from the perspective of Islamic traditions. If Muslims had a proper understanding of the blessings of the virtuous month and knew its great bounties and achievements, they would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this regard, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادُ مَا فِي رَمَضَانَ لَتَمَنَّتْ أَن يَكُونَ رَمَضَانَ السَّنَةَ. If the servants knew what is in Ramadan, they would wish that Ramadan was a year. Among the many features that this month possesses, we will briefly mention a few due to their importance. The first, the month of Ramadan is also the beginning of the human year from the perspective of Islam. Because in this blessed month, the spiritual life of those on the path of spiritual wayfaring is renewed, and those who are on the path of movement towards absolute perfection become spiritually blossomed and ready to meet Allah. Therefore, it can be said that the spring that marks the beginning of the renewal of physical life for plants in the natural world and the month of Ramadan marks the beginning of the renewal of the spiritual life of humans in the realm of humanity. Second is the availability of grounds and capacities that have been prepared for the banquet of the sublime God. As the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in mentioning this feature, it is the month in which you have been invited to the banquet of Allah and honored as guests, wherein your breaths are counted as celebrating Allah's glory, your sleep as worship, and your deeds as accepted, and your supplications as answered. In fact, this feature is the root of the first feature and the source of all features and blessings of this blessed month. In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio and the fruits of fasting for the servants of Allah. The month of Ramadan has come. Muslims all over the world are fasting from dawn until sunset. The philosophy of the fast is well known. It gives the servants of Allah a training in discipline, self-control, unquestioned obedience to Allah. It cultivates self-denial in men so that he may be able to understand the problems facing the community and society. Islam is a religion, compact and well-balanced. It is not just a collection of some ideologies and traditions. There is a good reason behind every enjoyment, every tenet, and every precept. During Ramadan, Muslims abstain from eating and drinking, but it is only the external part of the fast. The soul and spirit of fast is something deeper. self-restraint, piety, sympathy, and purity of soul. These are the fruits of fasting. Let us strive to achieve as much benefit as we can from this holy month of Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Recommended duas for the month of Ramadan. Dua for the nights of Ramadan and for all occasions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور.
One of the etiquettes of dua is to ask for others, to remember those who are in need. It is a selfless act, displaying humanity and consideration for others. Allah loves a person who first asks for others, then prays for himself. Our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, says, when a Muslim prays for his brother, increase in sustenance is given to him, afflictions are driven away, and the angels tell him, you will also receive the same. Many people all over the world suffer indescribable miseries. Tyranny and oppression are rampant in many countries. There is little we can do to alleviate the suffering. However, we can at least pray sincerely for them, hoping that Allah will relieve them as He has power over all things. We also pray that Allah may give us the will and the ability to help others in whatever way we can. This dua starts like this. Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur as-surur.
One of the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan is divine forgiveness, which encompasses the servants. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, when the month of Ramadan arrived and drew near, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would command Bilal to inform the people 3 days before the end of Sha'ban, and everyone would gather in the mosque. He would then ascend the pulpit, praise the glory of Allah, and say, Ayyuhannas, O people, verily this month has come, and it is the chief and leader of the other months. There is a night in it that is better than 1,000 months. And this month, the gates of hell are closed, and the gates of paradise are opened. The fourth feature that we are going to talk about is the month of Ramadan has been called month of emancipation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 600 freed servants every day and night, and at the end of the month, as many as He has freed in the past, that is, the past days and nights. There was a narration from Imam Abu Ja'far as-Sadiq, who said, this is a month whose beginning is mercy, its middle is forgiveness, and its end is the acceptance of supplication and deliverance from the hellfire. Thank you very much, the brothers and sisters, for staying tuned. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special and في أمان الله.
سبحانك ربي سبحانك سبحانك ما أعظم شانك ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك
ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك ربي.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and may God accept your fasts. Here is a saying from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to help us abstain from undesirable acts during blessed month of Ramadan that may nullify the fast. A fasting person is in a state of worship even when asleep in bed, except when backbiting a fellow Muslim.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are in the month of Ramadan, and fasting is not only practice of preventing one from eating food or drinking water. No, it is much more than this. It is much more than this, as we discussed. As it is discussed in Fiqh Hadith, that fasting means when you fast, you have to fast with your eyes, with your hands, with your legs, with your stomach, with your tongue. You control all parts of your body, and this is the true fast and the fast of awliya, those close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, As-sawm fi shita al-ghanimat al-baridah. Fasting in the winter time when temperature is not very hot and you can easily fast, it's a cold blessing. It's a cold blessing. You are blessed while you are not in big trouble. And we have another hadith where Imam Sadiq salamu alayhi says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawmu fil al-sawm fil har." The highest level of efforts in fasting is in the summertime when the weather is hot. So basically, either we are in the cold times, in the winter times, or we are in the hot times. So both are blessings. When you are fasting in the cold days, it's another blessing for you. You can simply fast, and you can fast as much as possible because it's the winter time, so you can fast a lot, and you can make a lot of efforts, and you can make a lot of rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very good. But when you fast in the hot days, in the summer days, then Imam Sadiq says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawmu fil har." That is the highest effort you can take, the highest effort you can make. I mean, it is hard fasting for 16, 17, sometimes 18 hours in the day. It is hard preventing one from food, from drinking water, preventing yourself or all of your organs from not doing, committing any sin. So it's a kind of hard, and it has its own rewards, because Imam says this is afdalul jihad. Jihad in English means when you do efforts, really big efforts. That is called jihad. Jihad is not always fighting. When you wake up in the night time to help your parents, it's a jihad. When you go to feed a needy person, it's a jihad. When you go work hard for your family, for your children, for your wife, it's a jihad. So it has a tons of meanings. Meaning, the main meaning of jihad is when you try hard. And one of the trying hard is when you do battle for the sake of Islam. So this is another jihad. So basically, jihad means when you try. Imam says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawmu fil har." The topmost efforts when you do, that is in the summertime when you fast. Fasting in the hot days is a great effort. So in any case, you can fast all the year. And as I said, and I think in some programs, that fasting is one of the best worship you can offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is the topmost worship, almost one of the topmost worship, because when you fast, you feel the pain of a hunger. When you fast, you kill your nafs, you destroy, I mean not destroy, but in a sense, you put your nafs down, and you take your nafs down, because nafs means desires. Desires wants you this and that. You control yourself, and you say no to yourself, to manage yourself, to balance yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is truly, that's a truly and real fasting. May Allah give us tawfiq to fast as Allah wants from us, and Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt want it from us, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salamun alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? All right, so everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 46,
Six.
Surah Al-A'raf, and what page? 156?
Six.
So everyone, let's get started. And yeah, of course, we have to listen to the recitation once. And are you ready?
Yes.
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 Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون.
That was a nice recitation. Let me read it once, then Hussein will recite the ayah, and yeah, of course, Fawad will help us with the tajweed rules and also the explanation. All right?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون. So this is a beautiful ayah talking about people of the heaven, and let's see what Allah Almighty says. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. So it means there will be a veil or a cover between the people of the heaven and
the people of the hellfire.
Hellfire. Like a wall between them.
Yes.
So the interpretation is beautiful. You look at the Tafasir books, inshallah. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ. And on the elevations will be certain men. أعراف. The Surah Al-A'raf, I think once we said in the beginning of the Surah that it's named after the word A'raf, which
so
is
what does
here.
A'raf mean itself?
Yeah, A'raf is like those high hills. You know hill? Small mountains, yes?
Hills.
Yeah, there will be hills, okay, between the hellfire and the heaven, okay? That certain people, that in narrations there are different narrations about it. Like some narrations say that there will be the people who are so close to Allah Almighty, okay, like imams and the mu'mineen, okay, the great believers, they will be standing there, okay, and they will be looking at the people who are going to enter the heaven, and they will say salamun alaykum, mashallah, my congratulations,
so
go enter the Jannah.
Those men means masumin,
yeah,
and imams, these.
In one narration. In some narration, like they are the people who are standing in those high top of the hills, okay? They are people who have committed, like you, when they asked me about if somebody commits sins, okay? For example, 100 sins he has and 100 good deeds he has, equal.
Yes.
Yeah, you ask me what happens to them. Yes,
yeah.
I got your answer. In one narration, these are the people who will be standing there on the top. Okay?
Between hellfire and
yeah,
heaven.
On hellfire. And now Allah's decision. If Allah let them enter Jannah, it's because of the mercy of Allah Almighty. And if Allah Almighty sends them to the hellfire, it is because of their own sins, because of punishment. Okay. And there is no excuse for them.
Sir, so I found out that most of the surahs are named after their important ayahs.
Yeah.
Means, for example, An'am.
Mm-hmm.
In one verse, okay, they used An'am and explained about everything.
Yes.
So is every surah like that?
Actually, the names of the surahs were not at the time when the angel Jibreel sent to the Prophet. For example, this surah, the name is this, okay?
So Prophet named them.
Yeah, Prophet named them and categorized the ayat, okay? That this ayah should be here, this ayah should be here, this ayah should be here, for example. Some verses were sent earlier, but some verses were sent later.
Why is this?
Based on the occasions that the Prophet was there. So, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more. Let's talk about the Tajweed section. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ Hussein, once read it, then inshallah we'll mention some Tajweed points.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبينهما حجاب
حجاب حجاب Read it again.
وبينهما حجاب
أحسن ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله
Jim says that little Jim on the top says Huh?
Sir, so Jim say Jim comes from Jais.
Yeah, the
so
word Jais.
So Jais rather to stop rather to continue. They're both equal. There's
both
no recommendation.
Equal. You're allowed. You're permitted.
Yeah.
Jais means you're given the Jawaz. Jawaz means
the permission.
The permission to cross.
You can or you.
Yes.
It's your decision.
For example, in Arabic, for passport, you call Jawaz. Jawaz al-Sayr or Jawaz al-Safar.
Yes.
Passport, Jawaz, Jais. No, we're the same. Okay. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ Move on.
وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ
أحسن. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ Make sure you pronounce the عَيْن Hamza correctly, yes? وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ Not وَعَلَى الْعَعْرَافِ عَعْرَافِ No. What? A'raf, like A'udhu. A'raf.
First Hamza.
Yeah. And then A'in. Rafi has a heavy sound. Rijalun ya'rifuna. Hussein, read it. Rijalui ya'rifuna. What's that?
What? Sir, so this is a rule. Lam has a tanween on it. Rijalun.
Rijalun.
So after the word Rijal comes ya'rifun. The first letter in the word ya'rifun, which just comes after lam, is ya.
Mm.
So based on tanween and nun sakin rules, ya is from the idgham letters.
Good job.
So you merge lam with ya. Rijalui ya'rifun.
Thank you. That was a great explanation. Thank you so much for what? You're a teacher yourself. Mashallah. Rijalun ya'rifuna changes to?
Rijalui ya'rifuna.
Rijalui.
لُي
يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ He said, كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ
Yes.
It's because of that baby meme on the top.
Yes.
What does that say?
So, this is like an indication of the إقلاب rule.
إقلاب rule, mashallah. Yes. What does it say, إقلاب?
Like, كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ So, the first letter is ba in the word BC, right?
Uh-huh.
So, before it, it's كُلًّا.
Kullan.
Kullan, yes.
Yeah, kullan. Tanween it has.
Yeah, intentional mistake.
Uh-huh.
Kullan.
Kullan.
Yeah, so it's a tanween. And ba is from the iqlab letter.
All right.
Not letters.
The only iqlab letter.
Yeah, letter. So you change the hidden noon sound, which you should not pronounce, to a hidden meme sound, which you should pronounce.
Mm. So it says kullan bisimahum changes to a hidden meme sound.
Yes.
That's why you see that tiny meme on the top. كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ How do you read it?
كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ
Alright, make sure it's not a complete meme. كُلًّا No.
Hidden.
كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ Good job.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم أن You hide it.
Yeah.
This is called
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Hide the sound of noon. لم يدخلوها وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ Three قَلْقَلَ examples we have in this ayah. One, حِجَاب. Go for the second one. يَدْخُلُوهَا And وَهُمْ
يَطْمَعُونَ
قَلْقَلَ
So can
example.
You say which one is a strong one, which one is a weak one?
All are, the normal one or the strong one is حِجَاب. When you stop.
Oh, it's a normal.
And it changes to sakin. If it has a tashdeed, like حق, this is the strongest.
Strongest.
Yes. But here, yad khuluha, it's in the middle, so it's a normal one.
Yes.
A weak one. Yatlama'un, also that way.
Normal.
So, time to recite. We mentioned all the important tajweed rules, and yeah. Hussein, finish this. Wanadaw ashab al jannah. Then, inshallah, we'll read it together.
ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم
أحسنتم سلام عليكم حسين ما شاء الله Blessing of Allah Almighty be upon you. May you be called out this way inshallah while entering the Jannah. Alright?
Yes.
So, لم يدخلوها
لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون
Yeah, very beautiful ayah. Look. وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون those people on the top of the hill, okay? They will know كلن بسيماهم. They will know each of the people by their face. By their face. They will be known, okay? Oh, these are the people who will enter Jannah. These are the people who will enter hellfire. It's as if it's clear from our face, okay? Those people who are doing wrong deeds, okay, wrong deeds, and people who are doing right deeds. The face kind of shows this. The face kind of shows this. It happens in this world as well. Those who are so close to Allah Almighty gives a kind of a light to the hearts of those who are whose souls are so holy, whose souls are so pure. Okay, spiritually they are so great people. Okay, Allah Almighty gives them this kind of light, okay, that they can see the true face of us. Whether this is a good person or this is a bad person. This happens at the Day of Judgment as well. So, وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ will be called out. It means those people, رِجَال, okay, on the top of the A'raf, on the top of the hill, they will call the people of the Jannah. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Blessing of Allah be upon you. Peace be upon you. MashaAllah. Congratulations. لَمْ يَدْخُلُهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ They will not have entered it, though they would be eager to do so. This talks about the A'raf themselves. So, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. Thank you so much, Hussein. Together recitation we will have. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, listen and join us and repeat. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وبينهما حجاب
وبينهما حجاب
وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم
وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم
ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم
ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم
لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون
لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio, Fawad and Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you inshallah next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
لمحمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ilahi Law qarantani bil asfad ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I were cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, if the people were eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, if I was ordered by you to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if you put a barrier between me and the pious people, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكِ, I would not cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon and your mercy. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, O Allah, this, even this, would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you made available for me in this world. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, we discussed the concept of fear and hope and how to practically strike a balance between them. And exactly this part of our discourse on the supplication of Abu Hamza was discussing. Imam alayhi salam says he has such high hopes on the Almighty Allah that even if he were to come to Allah with the disgrace, with committing sins, he still has hope that he would come to the Almighty Allah and Allah will have compassion for him. There are many similar passages in our supplications and litanies transmitted from the infallible imams. In Dua al-Kumail, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ya Mawlai, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك? My protector, how should he remain in chastisement while he has hope of your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك? How can the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? So, now it would be our responsibility to reflect a bit on ourselves and ask, can we really make such a supplication? Can we really talk to our Lord, our Creator, to the absolute cause of this world and the other like that? Can we have such sincerity with the Almighty Allah that even if people were all eyes and ears to see and hear our disgraces and infamies, we would be still pinning our hope on God. We would be hopeful of His previous clemency. Is it really true that on the Day of Judgment, if God exposes our sins before His creatures, before our brothers and sisters, if God enchains us and sends us to hell, we will still hope for His mercy? And more than this, can we still supplicate in such a way that our love for Him is not removed from our hearts and we still love Him? We all do need to reflect on ourselves.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
So, being in such a situation that Imam alayhi salam describes in this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza is really hard, and at the same time having our hopes on him. We cannot sincerely make such a claim. The way we behave, the way we think in this world bears testimony to this fact that we are not able to talk like Imam does. If we encounter a problem which is not easily solved, we naturally, in the first place, complain to God. Not only that love of Him has not remained in our hearts, but we also nurture an ill feeling toward Him, God forbid. We are so attracted, so attached to this world, that separation from it is sometimes unimaginable for us. So, our spiritual state does not correspond with that supplication. We cannot utter by ourselves this part of the supplication as with so many other parts of the other supplications. The point is that this supplication must be recited, must be read by the supplicant in order to nurture that kind of feeling and love in ourselves towards Allah. Only the likes of Hadrat Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam can talk to God like that sincerely and make such a claim. But we utter these statements, we recite them as a way of quoting Imams. Nevertheless, we must endeavor to create these states that bring and nurture that love of Almighty Allah in our hearts. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. This is Muhammad Jawad, the host of the program Islamic Laws, with our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid, as always. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
We are going to talk about, some of the jurisprudential laws which are related to this great month, the month of God, Ramadan, and Ramadan Mubarak to everyone, wherever you are, if you experience it this day or the other, or you have started your Ramadan previously, it doesn't matter. Just try to remember us and keep us in your du'as in this blessed month. Let me start off this episode actually with this question. Why Muslims in general, and why do Muslims in general and Shia Muslims in particular have a problem or even the difference of opinion when it comes to establishing the beginning of a lunar month? And normally it dawns on everyone, if they are not, in light, when it comes to Ramadan, it becomes so abundantly clear to everyone that there is this difference of opinion, right?
You're right. Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the difference which occurs in regards to the beginning of a lunar month is something natural, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can do about it, because different scholars have their own instruments of driving Islamic laws and their own principles based on which they deduct and infer legal rulings from the religious sources. So they have different understanding. And of course, this should not be a cause of concern. Mm-hmm. Everybody should act according to the verdicts and fatwa of his own mujtahid, mm-hmm. Who is supposedly the most qualified mujtahid.
Yes.
And